Like what I had explained, the moment you are born, karma will come into play because according to the Buddha, you are born on your karma, heir to your karma, conditioned and supported by your karma. And you are what you are because of karma. And when the Buddha said you are born on your karma, he is not referring to your true nature. He is referring to your form and mind, the karmically conditioned form and mind, which is subject to karma. Then there is another nature, which is the spiritual nature. And this spiritual nature is unlike your karmic nature. Just like what I have explained in the talk, it is all in the transcript book. It is very easy to understand and also very clearly explained in that. Regarding the spiritual nature, not until you connect with your true nature, you cannot inherit anything from there. When you know how to meditate and how to silence your mind, then you can connect. The moment the silent mind touches the nature, the form and mind will understand a lot of things. That form and mind will progress very fast. It will understand what sati is. It will also understand what that nature is. Then once you go through cessation of form and mind, you will have passed by the enlightenment stages of the sainthood way. But if you have cultivated this before, it will move across very fast. Like you just, breeze through. And you will reach back to your cultivation path pretty fast. Just like this coming. After I connect in 1989, very fast. The whole thing came back within 9 months, I remember. Yeah. That's how you inherit from the spiritual nature. Then you want to, you can understand many things via the silent mind. Once connected, you inherit your nature's past perfection and cultivation. You will understand the Dhamma very fast and very easily. You may also come to realize that earlier on, you may not understand many of these things. But all of a sudden, you can understand them now. And there are a lot of things you will come to understand. Things which you may not have learned them this life. And yet, you can understand. You will also come to know how they actually arise and how they pass away and how all these are possible. Just like what happened to me since the year 1986. Everything just happened. The teacher come, the book come, the guide come. Then within 3 years after I connect, all this past understanding came back to me. Then when I read the sutra or when I heard truth, I could just comprehend and understand them, even though some of this understanding were not written in any book before. There was no doubt or fear, nothing, because the Dhamma is pachetang, can be realized by the wise each for themselves. And there is no doubt, and everything is very clear. Because of that, you will come to understand all this when the time comes. That's why I always say, you will never know who you are until you connect. Do you remember Brother Song? He's the only few male Kayamita connected thus far at that time. He always tell me or talk to me, but he never writes me any email. Initially, he also had this thought, because the mundane mind could not understand. He always said he was very chao in Mandarin. Means not so good. Meaning very slow and weak in his cultivation. But the moment he connect, he moves so fast. How is it possible? Things that he never understood before, after he connect, the moment he read the Dhamma notes, my transcript, that Patisyasamupada teaching again, he straight away understand, despite the fact that before he connect, he had tried reading them 6 times. Yet he could not understand or comprehend. But all of a sudden after he connect, he read the notes again, and he could understand. The reason being, this teaching comes from the silent mind. So if you had not realized the silent mind or pure awareness nature, have not realized the silent mind's awakening, you cannot understand. Then many things just happen. And he is now so clear about the great difference between thought-based meditation and awareness-based meditation. And he kept on having this joy of understanding for 2 or 3 months.
After he had connected, then he kept on sharing with others and me, reporting things that a normal person could not understand. So these are the things that are possible, and your time will also come. You only need to develop the faith. The 3 things I had written on the whiteboard, i.e. sadda, faith, the sincerity and the diligence, then just cultivate and don't try to know. Forget about what the thoughts are telling you, like, this way is so difficult, impossible, not for me, etc. No more such gullible thinking.